And every one of you can do one of these things and more. And that was the start, as Brother Hilbert said, we prayed for that, but you also can speak to each other. That's what I did. You spoke to each other. And we come back to that. You can say, well, why shouldn't you do this for the Lord? You can do that. And that was a reason for this, as you have heard in Maputo, and our brother John knows a lot about it. Please ask him, because he's here. But it was also the start for these young people here. One of them is my daughter, Ellen. She said, I also want to do something for the Lord abroad. Practical, helping with girls' camps. Of course, she did at home, as Hilva said. She started already with singing in the gospel choir we have. She did a lot of practical work in the assembly. But then, when we prayed and taught and were thinking about how can we help, because John was there, he built a lot there. They needed help. We spoke about it. And then there were young brothers who were carpenters, said, well, they can't speak French. They can't even speak English. But they can things with a hammer and a saw. And they did, and they went. They paid for the trip there, and they worked there very hard. John can have seen the results, and we have pictures and films about that. You can do that. That was a start of the ones who said, what can I do? Starting small and growing older, they did what they could and can. And they still do. And you can do that as well. You see here a picture of the girls' camp they did. Yes, you have to exercise, huh? You're playing music, you see. The songs with them. Here, the team which you work with. Our sister, our Victorine, very important there. But together, they did it. And it was, for both, it was very, very blissful. You see, also playing, of course, it belongs to them. And here we have the building team. You see, when I could put out one of them, where is he? Maybe you know him. Look around here in this room. There's someone whom you know. Look at the back there. He doesn't work, he doesn't do the work he did here. But he came, he went, and he worked. Look at them, and look at him. You see him working. Oh. We need technical persons, you see. There were a lot of machinery who didn't work anymore, and there were the boys here. They said, well, they had in mind throwing it away, and then there came those brothers, and they said, well, we mended, and it works again, yeah. So, very important to see. And then and you see here they're working together, white and black. As Silva said, those brothers here, and you see, not the white, the blacks are working here. Drilling for water, so that we now can have the girls' camps, the boys' camps, because we have, at last, we have water. Because the first times, as Ellen, when Ellen went there, she said, oh, Pa, how difficult it was because we had no water to wash. My brother was with him, and he said, the water I drank, it looked like tea. Now, we have, because of all those efforts, they have water. So, you see, very practical. And here, the other thing, sponsoring of children. You can do that at home. And just to show, one of the grandchildren of Hilbert, here, and you will see that at the table over there as well, Charlotte, she is making bracelets just for helping the work, because also that is possible, of course, just having $5 a month. Look at here, when all of you would put $5 a month for a special work. Look at here, yeah, count it up. Maybe it's one time less to go to McDonald's, but it's a great help. Yeah? Just to show. And what I want to end up with is, and Hilko told me that, and I looked it up. I said, well, that's true. When every one of us, you are, when you are a believer, you are a member of the body of Christ, every one of you. And as John said at the beginning, every one of you is created with a special ability. Therefore, you are here. And the Lord wants to use you with your special, unique ability and put you in the body of Christ. And when every one of you does what he or she has to do, I put it red over there. You see what a growth that will be. And therefore, do you think you especially can do something for the Lord? Yeah, you see him carrying a Bible. Yes, you can. And now please, 50 seconds, telling your neighbor on the right side what you are going to do for the Lord. Thank you. 50 seconds. 15 seconds. Well, tell him. Because you got an idea and say, well, that's what I can do. John, thank you.